Great to be with you. It's been a good day, keeping promises.
Yeah, how you feeling? You were at the White House. How did that ceremony go?
It was an opportunity to meet with a guy who really put his heart and soul into getting this accomplished. He learned a lot in the process, that being the President of the United States and the Vice President who helped him through that process. But it was a team effort. Yeah. And frankly, pretty proud of the fact that, number one, we kept our promise when we said we would repeal and replace. That's why I came back to Congress after I was defeated in 2008, saw this Obamacare being passed in 2010, mm-hmm. feeling terrible about letting my district down by losing to my opponent, and then came back. And this is what I've been looking forward to for the last 7 years.
I'm curious. You said the president learned something in the process. What is that?
I think he learned the negotiating tactics with government officials that is different than in the private sector. He was dealing with basically 435 members who all come from different districts, and those districts are primary to the members of Congress, and most of those people, except for one, didn't have him as a constituent, as a president. So
what did he do wrong the first time around? What did he do wrong then?
Well, I don't know if I can say did wrong. I think he almost made a mistake when he called for that vote back in March and said, "Take it, I'm moving on." I think he quickly found out that no, you can't move on. This is such a crucial issue that you have to do what's necessary to bring it back to the table, which we did. And then he jumped in shortly after that, realized that, yeah, this is going to be a team sport. We've got to keep working it till we have the ability to pass it. And that's what he did. So, I mean, some of the stories that are told about him and how he worked it over the course of the past, especially the past 4 weeks, will go down in the annals of history. I'm sure they'll report it on now, how he made calls.
Was he in touch with you directly himself?
No, not me. In fact, when I met with him today in the Oval Office after the ceremony, I said, "Mr. President, I just want to introduce you myself to you, Tim Walberg, Michigan. I'm one of the guys that didn't give me the trouble. I was there from the beginning in committee to make sure this thing passed." And he said, "Thank you. We won't forget that." I reiterated my name.
Hopefully it'll stick. We're talking to U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg right here from the 7th District. Democrats, of course, have come out. They've said a few things, including the fact that we don't even know the CBO score, the Congressional Budget Office score. We don't know how many people are going to be affected, what it's going to cost. They say the whole vote was rushed. What do you say to them?
Rushed. We've been talking about it for over a year in the Better Way plan. It went through regular order. I was in 28 hours of debate in the Energy and Commerce Committee. This thing was only 129 pages at the very end, even with the final amendments put on it, since we brought it out of committee. Mm-hmm. So if they couldn't read it in that amount of time, that's their problem.
Why not wait for the CBO score to find out, you know, what it's going to cost and so on?
Well, the CBO score can't tell us what it's going to cost because we don't have the whole plan in place. We've got another two buckets involved with this, what the Secretary of Health and Human Services himself can do, and then what's going to come in a final bill that'll be policy related to policy issues, not so much the tax issue, the spending issue, and that's what we did today with the reconciliation bill. It was all related to spending and expenditures, so no, the CBO can't. I mean, it came out the first CBO number that said 24 million people will lose their health care. Well, that's only if those 24 million people now realize they aren't forced by Obamacare, by government bureaucracy, to buy health care coverage, that they won't buy any. That's absurd.
The other thing they're saying is that the celebration was premature. They said this is not going to get through the Senate. Well, what do you think's up ahead here?
Well, they said it wouldn't get through the House either. They celebrated back in March that it was dead. See, we told you, it can't get through. Well, it did. It took effort, took work. We've been working with the Senate behind the scenes and in the president's office, been working with the Senate, and there's going to be some challenge. There'll be some changes there. But in the end, that's how it works. That was not how it worked with Obamacare, with over 2,700 pages under the cover of darkness, not even out before the final vote.
Okay.
It's a different story here.
They're also saying there's going to be a political cost because they say people will lose insurance under this new plan. What's your response?
My response is that's not how it's set up. This will give more opportunity. But the most important thing to realize is that almost 32 million people don't have insurance now because of Obamacare. If they're concerned about us, if it even were true that CBO was right that we lose 24 million, mm-hmm. we're still to the good. Almost 10 million people from what they've lost. So bottom line is that's not the case. We've taken pains to make sure that all of the pre-existing conditions are covered, numerous ways that we did that to make sure that it worked. That's why it's taken to this point of finally getting a vote. We made sure that we have the opportunity for choice mm-hmm. for you and me to pick what we need and not be forced to take things we don't need and we'll never use.
You say pre-existing conditions will be covered, but Democrats say that the states are going to make that decision. What kind of control will the federal government have on that?
That's only if the states decide to opt out and to go their own way. We haven't heard of any of that. Mm-hmm. Our governor said he's not going to. And I haven't heard any other state that says they're going to go it alone.
Yeah.
If they do, we put provisions in place to cover the cost of those with pre-existing conditions that can't get coverage at a price they can afford. That was what the $138 billion was put in the amendments, including Fred Upton's amendment. Mm-hmm.
Are you absolutely happy with this plan, or is there anything you would change?
Nothing will ever be perfect that we do. But I think what we did was we gave the opportunity for people to make their own choices, put the doctor and the patient back in the number one slot. We took out the government of mandating, and we said, you make the decisions for yourself. We put the resources in to make sure that pre-existing conditions were covered mm-hmm. and that everyone had an opportunity. We also have been told by CBO that the Democrats forget that over the course of this plan, as it works out, the rates go down 10%. That's far different than the Affordable Care Act, where we've seen quadruple rate increases. And in fact, now we're seeing people that don't even have the opportunity to buy insurance.
So you're anticipating rates to go down, or is it somehow instituted in the legislation?
No, we're anticipating it'll go down okay. because of the legislation, because of the parameters that are put in place, and because of the competition that's going to be there.
Tim Walberg with us, 1320 WILS, Congressman Walberg. What do you expect to see changing then if it does get through the Senate?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. I think the Senate, sometimes senators talk, and a lot of times they talk because they don't believe it'll ever come up for a vote. That they'll have to deal with it. Well, they got to get used to it now that this is a bill that Democrats can't filibuster mm-hmm. because it's a reconciliation bill. It's the only kind that has that latitude in it. So it will come up, and they're going to have to step up and tell their constituents, yeah, I promised when I ran for office that I was going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and here's now why I won't
now,
do it.
Will the Obamacare health care exchanges, will they disappear then?
Yes, they will. Well, right now, sadly, they're disappearing. When you have Iowa comes out today, and 94 of the 99 counties now have no health care coverage. When you see Virginia this morning announced that Virginia, that Aetna mm-hmm. is pulling out of Virginia, and United Health has already pulled out.
Okay,
so in
terms of your plan, though, this plan that was passed today, that does involve taking apart the exchanges also?
Yeah, it does. We take apart Obamacare. We take away the taxes. We take away the requirements. We take away the mandates. And then in the future, we'll give even more opportunities through the policy provisions, such as purchase across state lines and things like that.
U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg right here from our 7th District. Today, of course, an historic day, the House passing the repeal and replace plan of Obamacare. Congressman Walberg, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Great to be with you. Have a great day.